This one's starting to get blown open here in the fourth quarter. As Cass City now leads by 16 points, but this one is still a ball game with 7:05 left in the fourth quarter. Cass City 28, Lakers 12. After just a 12-second drive for Cass City, consisting of one play, a 53-yard run from Jared Nagel, breaks out of three tackles on his way into the end zone for the strike. The two-point conversion no good, so remains this 16-point differential. This is the largest lead for Cass City on the night. 28-12, 7:05 left in regulation. Zach Beecher kicking off for Cass City, left right across the radio. Line drive down to the 10-yard line, brought in by Corey Minetti. Goes to the opposite side of the field. Flag flies way away from the ball, and he's still on his feet at the 40-yard line, finally dragged down to the 45 by two maroon jerseys. Chances are, though, this one is going to be coming back as there is a little action going on way away from the play.
Well, great return by Minetti as he gives Lakers really good field position, but I'm quite certain this is going to be a hold, and a bad hold by Lakers, because this hold is on the complete opposite side of the field, completely unnecessary, and that's going to hurt a really big return.
It was a block in the back, and that it's from the spot of the foul, which is at the 30-yard line. So this is going to march them back, I do believe, 10 yards from the spot of the foul, back to the 20. So instead of the 43, they're back at the 20-yard line with an 80-yard field to work with. 6:53 left in the fourth quarter, trailing by 16.
Cass City Special Teams has done an excellent job tonight of pinning Lakers back on almost every series. Lakers starts the ball at their own 20, their own 22, their own 18-yard line. They've really had to work the entire length of the field, the offense has, and now this is prime situation for Cass City defense. You know that Lakers is going to have to look for big plays, most likely through the air, so your secondary has to be ready for a chance to take the ball away.
Mason Basic wide out to the right. Sears back to pass, and it's a screen into the hands. That looks like it's James Dubes, and he is leveled at the 25-yard line. Flag flies after the play, and this could be a face mask because he brought that one in, and then all of a sudden it was down on the ground, and that typically signifies it was some sort of face mask.
It's too far away from us. It was either a horse collar or a face mask. He went down very quickly.
5-yard reception before the flag for James Dubes. 6:43 left in the fourth.
What a very creative play call there by Coach Verberg. He runs Mason Pasek down the field. He draws all the attention, and then he leaks his running back out of the backfield to kind of follow behind him a short wheel route, so to speak. And it's an easy throw for Bryce Sears. Even though it only was going to get them 5 yards, it does draw the penalty, and to get a little extra yardage on top of that play. Looks like the 5-yard variety.
Yes, indeed.
Enough for a first down.
At the 40-yard line, right to left across your radio, they send Adam Galt wide to the left. Sears under center. Man in motion. And we have flags flying, and this is going to be a offsides against the defense. Must have been contact because they blew it dead as soon as it happened. 6:32 left in the fourth. And this will be another 5-yard penalty against Cass City. So it marches off another 5 to the 45-yard line. And that great field position for Cassie's defense now negated.
Yeah, if you're Lakers, you'll take the free yards.
Most
because
certainly.
It's free 10 yards in this play alone, and the clock never ticked 1 second off.
Sears in trouble, lets it fly. This one's floated out there, but it goes, hits the ground without a defender around it at the 43-yard line. That pressure is starting to get to Sears, and he's letting it fly as fast as possible just so it does not result in a sack. Ryan DeLong on the pressure there. Stops the clock with 6:18 left in the fourth quarter. 16-point ball game, 28-12.
And Sears caught the wrong end of that one as Ryan DeLong got a free shot at him and was able to legally take him down to the ground. And Sears, let's be real, he didn't want to take the sack. He threw that ball very uncarefully into the secondary, and it floats harmlessly over Adam LaGault's head, over Luke Stern's head, and down to the ground for an incompletion.
Second and 5 out of the shotgun. Downfield, throws it into the hands of Sanning Cathrell. Interception, almost looks like a fumble at the end of the play. And the officials are saying this is a Cass City ball at the 46-yard line. And excuse me, that's not Sanning Cathrell. That would be number 2, Bryce Fernald, I do believe, with the interception. 6:08 left in the fourth, and Lakers coughs up the ball and gives the ball back to Cass City.
Good hustle, though, by Mason Pasek, Clark. He was the one that didn't let Fernald go to the ground. He actually got his arms in there and ripped the ball free. But unfortunately, nothing but Cass City defensive backers in the area. They're able to dive on that football. Almost a great strip, again, by Mason Pasek. but it strips harmlessly to the ground, and the Cass City secondary comes up with another big interception. Just over six minutes to go in this game. Cass City now in the wing tee, going to try to run this clock out.
And we have whistles, and this is going to be a flag against, looks like against the sideline. This is potentially a warning. The flag did fly against the sideline, warning against Lakers, and they're going to walk this one off. So 5 yards on the sideline penalty against Lakers. First and five now from the midfield line. Left, right across the radio, working off that left hash. Standing to Threl, and the Redhawks leading by 16.
You can see the far official point to the sideline, but he didn't actually give a signal of what the 5 yard penalty was for. A delay of game on the sideline, maybe?
And regardless, it's a handoff to Jared Nagel. He has the first down across the 45. And forward progress has them stopped by about the 42, maybe the 43-yard line. An 8-yard pickup for Jared Nagel to move the chains. Stops the clock momentarily with 6 minutes left in the fourth, 28-12. Tackle made by Preston Warren on the Laker defense.
Preston Warren leading the charge. A ton of Lakers there in the area. Good job, though, by the running back, Nagel. He's going to have to be very careful, because when you run the football, now your defense is, instead of trying to tackle you, Clark, they're actually going to try to stand you up, keep you up in the air, so that one of their defensive guys can come over and try to rip that ball out before the officials can whistle it dead. They got to do something to try to force a turnover here. But good ball control by Nagel, and Cass City has a fresh set of downs to work with.
It's a handoff right up the middle, and this is positive yardage all the way down to about the 35-yard line. Alex Perry on the carry. Tackle made by 62. Mitchell Richmond on the defensive tackle. Brings up a second down and two from the 35-yard line. 5 minutes, 20 seconds left. Clock continues to roll. 16-point lead for Cass City.
Big run there again on first down when you're able to get 8 yards and the defense knows you're trying to run the football to run the clock out. Those are huge plays. All of a sudden, the momentum has shifted in your offensive line now winning the battle. Nice run by Alex Perry.
Second and two, Sandy Cathrell under center. Three men backfield in the straight tees. A handoff has the first down. That would be Alex Perry across the 30 down to the 28-yard line. He needed two and he got seven. First and 10 for the Redhawks. 4:54 left in the fourth. Still leading 28-12 for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
You love how the offensive line and the other offensive backers sell their fake. Santa Cathrell, a very discreet handoff quickly to Alex Perry, but sells the fake and sells out his run around the outside. And the defense parts away from the middle of the field, and Alex Perry is able to run right through that large gap into the secondary before he's brought down, and another first down for Cass City as we roll in 4.5 minutes left to go in this game.
Waiting for that game, that play clock to get down to about 5 seconds before the snap. As a handoff to Luke Stern, tries to go right up the gut. Not much going there, maybe a yard. Tackle made by number 23, Preston Warren, on the tackle after a yard gain. Second down and 9, clock rolls at 4:15.
Good stop there by Lakers, able to minimize the gain, maybe just 1 yard, but you're starting to see them linebackers, Clark, take even more chances, knowing that there's only 5 seconds left before Cass City has to snap it, trying to jump that snap count to cause a little havoc in the backfield, maybe a bad exchange or something. Failed there, but just a 1 yard gain for Cass City.
In the third quarter, Harbor Beach leads Brown City 34-8. That's in the waning moments of the third quarter. 3:45 here in the fourth. It's a handoff to Jared Nagel. Tries to find something going there. Not much as the Laker trenches slowing things down out to the 25-yard line. Tackle made by Clayton Troop for Lakers after a maybe 2 yard gain. Third down and 7 to go.
Good pursuit by the Lakers front line as they're not allowing Jared Nagel to get to the outside. Matter of fact, they close that off. He bounced back to the middle of the field. Only able to muster 2 yards or so as he falls ahead for very little gain. However, clock still moving in favor of the home team.
3 minutes, 10 seconds left in the fourth, 28-12, Cass City leading Lakers by 16. I formation, Cathrell under center. Three men backfield in straight line. Cathrell keeps it for himself around the right end, and he's going to get no gain on the end of that as he's still sitting at the 25-yard line. Tackle made by Preston Warren.
When your quarterback's taking a few hits like he has tonight, I'm not sure.
Not sure about that one.
Yeah.